All right, so now we're continuing on the delayed and anticipated comping. This is number 7. It sounds like this. 1, 2, 3. Quite a bit anticipated. The previous examples were anticipated a 16th note ahead. This is anticipated a whole 8th note ahead. And because the tempo is so slow, it feels like miles ahead. But it's like, and two E, four, and two E. Now, in terms of direction, you tell me which goes up and which goes down. Remember that when you do 16th note strumming, the whole overarching thing is like this. So I want you to do that with me. Like, you're like, down, up, 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 which means, if you count 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and, right? Which direction are when I say the numbers, which direction is your hand going down? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Right, this isn't a trick question.
Right, so the ones.
The ones are down.
Yeah.
But pay attention to when we're on the ands, which direction is your hand going? Like, one E and a two E and
the
a...
The ands is up. One E and a hand.
No, that you just did the of one, beat one. You went one E and not the and.
Oh. One E and down.
The and is down. Yes, yeah, so we're just reviewing. When right. You're dealing with 16th notes, the ones and the ands, the on the beat and the ands are down, and the E's and U's are up. I'm just reviewing this with you. It's been a while since we...
Right, so wouldn't this be down, up?
Right, correct. Yeah, but the first hit is on an and, which is what? Up or down?
It's a 16th note?
No, nope, it's an 8th note.
So that would be a up.
All right, so let's go. I know this is tricky. I know it's tricky. But one E and a, do it with me. Like.
One E and a, is up.
Are you sure that the and is up? Like one E and a, one E and a, one E and a.
One E and is down.
Correct. It takes a little getting used to. So this is actually a down to start. So if you go one and a two and a three and a four and let's put it in an E chord. Let's do it on an E chord. Like if you go one E and a two E and a three E and a four and down, 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 up, down, 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 up, down, 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 up, down. Does that make any sense? Should we slow it down?
So when you're going...
It's not easy. It's confusing. I don't know how else to teach it. But let's just try it. Just humor me. It's going to go down. Down, down, up. Down, 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 up. Down, 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 up. Down, down.
Okay, so this is a tie.
Yeah, I didn't explain properly,
okay,
but it's
so that's a tie. So you're really just going
like four and
to here.
Yeah, correct.
Got it. Okay.
So if I put the drums on, let's suppose we did E, G, and A. Maybe I should write that down.
And
the A goes for two bars. I'm going to put the drum loop on. Because you have to hear these things in context. So I gave a nice, simple, straight-ahead drum and bass groove with no anticipations. And your guitar part is going to sound like this. Here we go. Sorry about that. So here we go. bit of a torture because you have to change chords on the end of four, right? So you're anticipating big time.
So right. Play it for me again. So
here comes the E chord is coming. Two, three, and four. Context, it gives it a lot of forward motion. Now let's just back up for a minute and not do any anticipation and just do your boring old, sorry to say, but hopefully that's what you're gonna hear. Like, don't do any anticipation, just E G A A. Here it comes. Two, three, four. There's nothing wrong with that. Remember to make the change early. Because the overall time concept is shorter, but let's just try it. Yeah, like this. See what I mean? Awesome, keep going with that. You play in a band, this whole band would respond with something like, "That was awesome," and they won't know why. They won't know why it's you, or they won't know that it's you, or even if they do, they won't know what you did or how. Usually they won't even know who, depending on the musician's ears. I don't mean to knock the people you play with, but people can feel that and they won't necessarily know. And it's because everything else is on the beat. So you have to make these decisions. Also, I just want to point out while we're doing that, the part when we didn't do any syncopation was fine. And so you could even have certain sections of the song that are like on the beat and some that are ahead and some that are behind. And maybe start listening to your favorite songs with the rhythm parts. You know, lead guitar gets so much attention in guitar land and in YouTube videos and everything else, but you know, who's gonna do a who's gonna do YouTube videos on wonderful rhythm guitar? I'll bet they exist, but they just don't have as many views. Not that I'm suggesting you go and look at them, but listen to your favorite songs and just rhythmically. You don't have to learn, transcribe them necessarily, but what is the rhythm that they're doing, you know? It's great when you have stereo recordings where the certain guitars are in certain sides of, but that's not always the case. I'm gonna do the same comp that you were doing, and so you could solo. Good, I like the comp. You sound good too.